Texas history goes back to the movies this week with the release of The Alamo. It's the latest film version of the bloody standoff between Texas rebels seeking independence from Mexico and the Mexican army. Hollywood always tells this story from the Texan side, but reporter Stephen Cuevas has a family account of a Mexican officer who might have changed the outcome of the war.
My great-great-grandfather was an executioner. He was a general in the Mexican army during the war with Texas in 1836. During the war, he gave orders to execute at least 30 Texas soldiers, or Texians as they were called. His name was José Cosme Urrea. My family has just one picture of him. It hangs in my parents' house near San Francisco. Leonard Cuevas is my dad.
Yeah, he's there on the wall. Yeah, he's sitting there with, he's got a stern look, you know, in his uniform with all his decorations and the buttons and the saber. But you have a striking physical resemblance to him.
My great-great-grandfather was arguably the greatest general in the Mexican army at the time. In his battles with the Texians, he was undefeated, clearing the rebels from the Texas coast.
One of the things that is a hallmark of Urrea during the Texas campaign is that he tends to be very aggressive.
Richard Winders is curator and chief historian at the Alamo in San Antonio.
When you look at the Mexican generals who are with Santa Anna, he's the one that is sort of the George S. Patton. He's charging ahead, he's accomplishing things, he's rolling back the colonists, and he's very successful.
The place where he could have changed history was Goliad, southeast of San Antonio. Just 2 weeks after the fall of the Alamo, on Palm Sunday, 1836, 400 Texian soldiers were executed there by the Mexican army. The prisoners were marched into the fields in three groups. They were told that they would be gathering firewood or driving cattle. Instead, they were shot. The Goliad Massacre is grimly reenacted every March at Presidio La Bahia in Goliad by dozens of costumed actors. Only this time, my great-great-grandfather did not do the executing. He was opposed to it, and even wrote to Mexican President Santa Anna to spare the Texian lives. My cousin Juan Lara has been researching our great-great-grandfather's history and said Urrea was confident they would be spared.
At least in the diary that I read of José Urrea, he indicates that he had accepted the terms of surrender, that they would be guaranteed to be treated as prisoners of war.
But President Santa Anna disagreed.
Santa Anna considers them to be, I think his words are, pirates. That is, individuals invading land of a sovereign nation of Mexico. And so his view is, these pirates or criminals ought to be executed.
Days after they were shot, my great-great-grandfather wrote in his diary, "It was painful to me that so many brave men should be sacrificed. I used my influence to save them from being butchered. I obtained from His Excellency only a severe reply, repeating his previous order." But it wouldn't really be fair to say that my great-great-grandfather was suddenly seized by a guilty conscience or a big dose of morality. In reading his diaries and talking to historians and family about him, my own conclusion is that my great-great-grandfather was a pragmatist and a politician. I think he recognized that killings of this magnitude could hurt his future political career. Also, he may have recognized that the executions could fuel the Texas revolt. Indeed, they did. Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad, became the new battle cry. Just weeks later, President Santa Anna was captured. He surrendered and ordered all Mexican troops out of the territory. My great-great-grandfather didn't want to give up. The Texians had suffered heavy casualties and lost two key strongholds in the Alamo and Goliad. My uncle, James Cuevas, says Urrea was certain of victory.
Urrea had flattered himself by saying that in his opinion, if they would have given him a small fleet and half of the resources and funds which they were prepared to spend on the second expedition, that the flag of Mexico would be flying over Texas today.
The irony is, my great-great-grandfather was a Federalist. He despised Mexico's centralist government as much as the Texians. He even led a siege of the National Palace in Mexico City after the war, hoping to spark a national revolt. It didn't happen. Instead, he was jailed for a time and then banished to the state of Sonora, where he eventually became governor. He remains an obscure figure in Mexican history, appearing more in American history books. My cousin Juan Lara speculates on why we don't hear much about him.
He probably, in that role, epitomizes the fate of many generals over time, that there are only few who stand out. There are only a few battles that go into the history books that define the emergence of nations. And I think it comes down to simply you are either at the right battle or you weren't.
My great-great-grandfather, José Cosme Urrea, died in 1849 of cholera at the age of 51. Today, he's remembered as the Eternal Rebel, or the Gentleman General. I like to think he was a bit of both. For Day to Day, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Austin, Texas.